This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, when I think of Christmas movies, okay, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, I grew up with that one, and I thought Rudolph was so cute with the little red nose, and I thought Santa was so awesome, although I didn't like the monster. Was that the abominable snowman? I don't know. I haven't watched that Rudolph show in a long time. I remember there was the Dr. Seuss Grinch, and I hated watching the Grinch. I was like, why are they bringing up anything negative for Christmas? And some kids loved it. Some of my friends really loved the Grinch movies, how the Grinch stole Christmas. And I'm like, why? Why would you like a bad guy? It's all supposed to be about Santa and snow and Frosty. And why does there always have to be conflict and an antagonist? And why does that have to happen? Well, because it's a happy ending. And then he didn't want to steal Christmas. And I get that. Well, this is where the Grinch actually comes up kind of positive. This is interesting. Little Tylan is a five-year-old from Mississippi. And I guess he made a bunch of calls to 911. And the family didn't know that he was calling 911. And he was worried that the Grinch was ruining his family's Christmas. So he calls him 911, hangs up a few times, but the operator calls him back. And the little boy was a little fear, but he answered her back. And he says, watch out for the Grinch, because the Grinch is going to steal Christmas, okay? Now, the operator said, you know, that just, I guess something really didn't seem right. So the operator decided to let the police know. And Barham Police Officer Lauren DeVille wanted to ensure that little Tylan felt safe from the Grinch. So she made a stop to the Pittman house where he lived. And I guess there was from what I understand. Okay, hold on a second. This article doesn't have what happened. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. So, anyway, he called 911. I apologize. Okay? So, the police officer came out, and the family heard someone at the door late Saturday night. They saw a flashlight outside. They didn't know what to think. When they answered the door, there was DeVille, who grew up loving how the Grinch stole Christmas, and more than once in her life has been kind of compared to the character or whatever. And I guess... okay, I want to apologize. I'm having computer issues, so you know what? All right, so we're having a little computer issue. Anyway, the Grinch did not steal Christmas. The cop came by. The kid was happy. I thought the house was getting robbed, and the little kid was calling 911. But it was so cute that the little boy wanted to save Christmas and called the police and called 911 that I apologize. This was a complete cluster. All right, anyway, when I get my computers back up, I'll tell you. But, I guess they got the Grinch. The Grinch was another police officer, and they arrested him, so to speak. But the little boy saved Christmas. It was very, very cute how they did this. Okay, so anyway, what's the point of this? Well, the point is I need to have IT in the studio at all times, because when my computer fails while I'm trying to tell a story, it really messes with the show. But the other thing is when we're coming to Christmas, and we're coming into Christmas time, you know, and we have negative stories and we have positive stories, I I think we kind of get lost in the holiday of it all, and the cookies and the gingerbread. And I think it's okay to have that little bit of that antagonism. It's okay to have that little bit of the sad story. Jewish holidays are like that. I'm Jewish, and we don't really call them holidays. We call them observances, because a lot of the Jewish holidays have to do with sad things that happen to us, or death, or destructions of a temple. And I really had a big problem with that. I was really, really upset. That's how a lot of our holidays are. I'd rather it be more about, you know, gumdrops and you know, gingerbread. But Christmas isn't about that. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. You know, I mean, these are really solemn subjects. And so I'm going to just say, for this holiday season, you know, sometimes remember what the deep root of these holidays are for. They're really, really beautiful, even if sometimes they're sad or sometimes they're very, very solemn. Very, very cool. All right, so let's move on. Some of the things I want to talk about once I get my computers back up is a lot of you are not getting the flu shot because you say you're allergic to eggs. Now, remember last year I said it doesn't matter. If you're allergic to eggs, you could still get the flu shot. Well, again, the CDC is trying to tell you, no, go ahead and get the flu shot. It doesn't matter if you're allergic to eggs. So we'll talk about that. Also, scientists have made glow-in-the-dark plants. This is very, very cool. This is foliage that quote unquote glows in the dark. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the National Institute of Health has lifted a ban on research that could, where we weren't supposed to be looking at these very, very nasty bugs that could, kill millions of people, like SARS and MERS and flu or whatever. So the government had a ban. There was like a 3-year moratorium on federal funding for the work. Well, now scientists are going to be able to resume experiments on these germs. Some people are not happy about that. Some people are like, well, we need studies. Another thing we need to, you know, maybe take a step back and look at are our studies on dementia. So researchers say there is no proven intervention for late in life dementia. You know, we got medicines out there and, you know, yeah, there's vitamins and we tell people to take a class. But in terms of later dementia, more end stage dementia, we don't have a lot out there that we could do. And so what's good? What's worth your time? What should you be taking? And I'm going to, when we talk about this a little later, I'm still going to stay firm and hold firm on try to prevent getting dementia to begin with. Keeping your blood pressure in good control, your diabetes in good control or not getting diabetes, keeping your cholesterol down, staying active, staying mentally active. But, you know, do these medicines really slow things down? They may slow things down, but does it prevent the inevitable? Maybe not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a team of scientists at MIT have found a way to give plants the ability to produce light. They say the research is preliminary, but researchers believe that a bioluminescent plant could someday light our streets, parks, and even our homes. Glow-in-the-dark plants could be the coolest thing since sliced bread. According to Dr. Michael Strano, plants are made of carbon dioxide and consume carbon dioxide, so they are doubly carbon negative. He, by the way, is a professor of chemical engineering at the university and the leader of the research. I'm not sure if he's married, ladies, but I'll let you know. There is no need for a source of electricity, and if the plants die, they can simply be composted. Make turned to compost, I guess. So, they say this isn't the first effort aimed at making bioluminescent plants. In 2010, scientists at Stony Brook University used genetic engineering techniques to produce a glowing tobacco plant. They say the effort to commercialize that work faltered as a result of difficulties associated with producing the plants on a large scale and concerns over the safety of gene modification. So Dr. Strandl's team has taken a different approach. Rather than tinkering with the DNA, the researchers decided to dip the plants into a solution containing specifically engineered nanoparticles. Each particle carries ingredients for a chemical reaction that, in combination with fuel derived from sugar inside the plant's cells, produce light. So sugar from the plant, I guess, triggers something with these nanoparticles to produce light. Using this technique, Strano has gotten watercress, kale, spinach, and arugula to glow. The light is only as bright as a nightlight, but wow. They say once the chemical reaction begins, it persists for up to 3.5 hours. I am looking at the plant. I mean, I wondered if this is a picture. No, it can't be. Yeah, that, I don't think they have a picture of it yet. Now, Dr. Strano thinks he can do better. I really like this guy. He's already found by tweaking the nanoparticles, he could extend the brightness and duration of the light. He also suspects he could add molecules sensitive to sunlight that would delay the chemical reaction until the plant is in darkness. Yeah, because, I mean, you don't want to waste this ability during daylight. For the moment, they say this ever-glowing greenery would be a better choice for an office than a bedroom where you sometimes want darkness. So, you know, well, the bedroom, obviously, you want darkness. What I like about this is this the type of light that will help you fall asleep and trigger your melatonin? Because then we could later shut off lights, and if we need to read, we could read with that, you know, there. They say once the nanoparticle process is perfected, Strano's team may be able to apply it to multiple plants at once simply by spraying their leaves. And they think, because this is not tinkering with the plant's DNA, this is a dip, you know, he dipped the plants into the stuff. You come up with a spray-on form. You're basically, you can do this to a cactus. You can do it to your cat. Imagine a glow-in-the-dark kitty cat. Dee, kitty cat, dee. Okay. All right, so what do you do? Well, Dr. Mark Rhee, a professor at the Lighting Research Institute at Rensselaer Polytech Institute in Troy, New York, says, okay, and remember, this is a professor, pretty scientific. His quote is, I think it's very cool. Okay, so that was his quote. Now, this could be more of a decorative issue than for task lighting. He says, I don't think it's going to displace LEDs anytime soon because the light is just too dim. Now, Dr. Strano, okay, now see this is what scientists do. Okay, you guys think that the peeing contests and the peacocking only happens on the football field or at a construction site. Oh, no, 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 with scientists it does. Oh, it's on now. So here's Strano, and he's like, oh, He acknowledges that the light from one plant may not compete with the task light, but he believes clusters of plants would be useful as ambient low-intensity lightning. Woo! Man, he got it. Boom! All right. Yeah, let's see what happens with Dr. Ray. I think Dr. Ray was floored by that comment. I don't think he could get back up. So, Dr. Strano has teamed up with Sheila Kennedy of MIT's architecture department to develop ways of integrating plant-based lighting into buildings and outdoor spaces. So they envision rooms where multiple plants grow, very cool, while giving off gentle mood lighting, very sexy. More and how close is this Sheila with Dr. Strano? Wow. All right, ladies, I don't know. I was just going to try to find out for you ladies if this guy was single, but now we got Sheila Kennedy and him working on ambient lighting for the mood and the gentle mood lighting. He may be off the market before we even walk into the market. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know this Dr. Strano. I hope he doesn't get divorced by my what I just said. Anyway, I know nothing about him. I know nothing about if he's single or not. I am not suggesting that he and Sheila are getting on with this gentle mood lighting, but it is very suspect to me. Anyway, more ambitiously, Strano believes that within the next 3 years, they'll have designed a space with enough bright plants to give off light to read by. Stay tuned. All right. Some of you are like, you know what? I could just open up my laptop and light up the room. I hear you. I know. All right. Preventing dementia. All right. Does brain training work? Does medication work? Does regular exercise? Does healthier diet? Does a busy social calendar? According to a series of reports published yesterday, the answer is none of them. So when it comes to dementia, wow. All right, I've been freaked out. It's something I'm really nervous about, you know, because I want to not get the heart attack. I want to not get cancer. And what am I fighting for? So I could then later get dementia and, you know, start taking off my clothes in front of people. I did that when I was younger, but that's neither here nor there. Well, anyway, so the vast majority of research showed that none of these interventions worked. They say the number of people with dementia is expected to increase dramatically as population ages. This is why researchers from the Minnesota Evidence-Based Practice Center want to analyze possible interventions for the disease. So, with exercise, researchers looked at data from 16 trials comparing physical activity with inactivity. They found insufficient evidence to be able to draw conclusions about the effectiveness of aerobic training, resistance training, or Tai Chi for improving cognition. And they said they found low strength evidence of combining different types of interventions at the same time, such as physical activity, diet, and cognitive training, improved overall cognitive test performance, but did it, you know, really, were each really, really effective? Did they, you know, prolong dementia? Probably not. Prescription drugs. Researchers reviewed data from 51 trials comparing the effect of prescription medication on cognitive outcomes. The evidence did not support the use of any pharmacological treatments, dementia medications, anti-blood pressure medication, diabetes medication, NSAIDs like ibuprofen, aspirin, hormones, lipid-lowering agents for cognitive protection. None of those medicines we've been telling you guys to take to lower your cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure worked. Not even the dementia medications. Brain training. A review of 11 trials of adults with either normal cognition or mild cognitive impairment at the time of enrollment found, again, insufficient evidence that brain training exercise could prevent dementia. Now, what about vitamins and supplements? Well, researchers looked at 38 trials comparing over-the-counter supplements like omega-3 fatty acids, soy, ginkgo biloba, B vitamins, vitamin D from plus calcium, vitamin C, beta carotene, a bunch of multi-ingredient supplements, and comparing those with placebo in terms of preventing or delaying cognitive decline, they found insufficient evidence to suggest that any of the supplements worked. So in conclusion, all these things that are claiming to help stave off dementia may just not work. Now, my guess is the interventions were started too late. To prevent dementia, I think there's a lot of things we need to institute early on. One is good health, good exercise, good sleep. I would really like to see oxygen being utilized. I think going to bed with oxygen or with a CPAP would help. I think our brains endure a lot of injury. I don't think we're getting enough oxygen to our brains. A lot of times when we sleep, we cut off our air supply. We've got big tongues. We've got big tonsils that go to the back of the throat. A lot of us that snore. Yeah, snoring may not necessarily mean you have sleep apnea, but you may have some, you know, transient hypoxia that could be contributing to your having dementia. So personally, I would like to see more oxygen infused into the brain. That's what I would like to do, and I think that would help. I don't think it would hurt. So, you know, don't stop what you're doing. Keep exercising. Keep your blood pressure down. Keep your sugar low. But just careful with the supplements out there that claim they stave off dementia. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So millions of Americans get sick with the flu every year. Most people will be fine, but some people will not be so lucky. And flu can kill you. And the number one cause of death with the flu is pneumonia. So I've talked about this and I've harped about it, and I've told people that you need to get the flu shot. Typical flu season will start as early as October and end as late as May, even early June. And hundreds of thousands of people will be hospitalized from this virus or any secondary bacterial infection that could set in. They say tens of thousands of people die from it every year, according to the CDC. We do have a flu vaccine, which I've been telling you guys to get. On a very good year, it's about 60-65% effective. That's on a good year. Because, again, you can never predict the exact strain or mutations of that strain. But a 60-65% lineup is pretty damn good. This year, we're anticipating only 10% effectiveness and effectivity. And with that, some people are saying, I don't want to get the flu shot. No, you still do. Because even if it protects you 10%, it's not going to hurt you getting the flu shot. Okay? Side effects are very, 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 very rare. And even though no seasonal flu vaccine is 100% effective, at least it's giving you some protection. It's the best way we could help protect you. The CDC is recommending that everybody 6 months or older get vaccinated every year. We're not doing the nasal spray for kids anymore. We're not doing it for pregnant women. I don't even think it's available, the nasal spray anymore. So the flu mist. So it's the shot, the injectable form. Now, in the past, people with an egg allergy were being asked to explore, according to CNN, egg-free flu vaccination options, because most flu vaccines administered today are manufactured using chicken eggs. And these chicken eggs contain trace amounts of a protein called ovalbumin. Okay? But a paper published Tuesday, and this has been studied over and over again, said it's still safe. Even if you're allergic to eggs, it's still safe. So a paper published Tuesday in the Annals of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology found the flu shot to be safe and recommended its use for people who are allergic to eggs. Dr. Matt Greenhot, the paper's lead author and chairman of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, said people with egg allergy of any severity can receive the flu vaccine without any special precautions. I've never heard of anybody being allergic to eggs not being able to take the flu shot or have a reaction to it. They say the new findings mean that even more people can get the flu shot, even if they're allergic to eggs. Greenwald is an associate professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital in Colorado, estimates that egg allergies affect about 2% of children in the U.S. And it's very rare to see an adult with an egg allergy. It's possible. But they say one redeeming quality about egg allergy is that the majority of it is outgrown at some point in childhood. Very small proportion of individuals retain it into adulthood. It's primarily a pediatric problem. So, according to a press release accompanying this new report, you do not have to see an allergy specialist for the flu shot. Okay, you do not have to get special flu shots, right, that don't contain traces of egg. You don't need longer than normal observation periods after the shot. And you don't have to ask about an egg allergy before giving the vaccine. Now, these new guidelines were the result of an analysis of 28 studies involving thousands of people with egg allergy, including hundreds with severe egg allergy. And the research concluded that somebody who is allergic to eggs is not at increased risk for getting an adverse reaction to the flu. They say any provider who is giving vaccines needs to be prepared and recognize and manage an adverse reaction to a vaccine, like anaphylaxis. It's rare. But if somebody does have anaphylaxis or a reaction to the flu vaccine, it's not necessarily because of an egg issue. It could be something else. Now, how often does anaphylaxis or a life-threatening allergic reaction where you can't breathe happen? They say, according to Dr. John Kelso, an allergist and immunologist at Scripps Health, he says it can occur rarely after the administration of any vaccine to any patient at a rate of approximately 1 per million. So it is very, 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 very rare. But it can happen. So what are the symptoms of the flu? High fever, cough, cold, sore throat, runny nose, stuffy nose, muscle, body aches, headaches, fatigue. Okay? You can pass on the flu. You are the most contagious within the first 3-4 days. Okay? But you could be sick as long as you're spewing out, coughing and sneezing, and as long as you're spewing stuff out. You're usually contagious a few days before you even feel symptoms. So you got to stay away from people who are sick. You got to cover your nose and mouth when you cough. You got to wash your hands regularly, clean off your workstation. And again, you need to, you know, seriously consider getting the flu shot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of pathogens, they say scientists could soon resume experiments on germs that could cause pandemics, as government officials have decided to lift the 3-year moratorium on federal funding. So the research involves 3 viruses, influenza, SARS, and MERS. This could kill millions, okay? And the bird flu virus, for example, H7N9, has been known to infect more than 1,500 people. 40% of them died. And it does not spread easily among humans, but we need to study it. Now, biologists say they need to alter these viruses in the lab to understand what genetic changes matter in starting pandemics so they can understand the risks and get ready. Some people say, well, so you're now going to start tinkering around with something, tinkering around with nature? Now, the Department of Health and Human Services has released a new framework for making decisions about funding research that has the potential to create a new pandemic strain. They say we have a responsibility to ensure that research with infectious agents is conducted responsibly and that we consider the potential biosafety and biosecurity risks associated with such research, according to Francis Collins, director of the NIH. So, in 2011, scientists had revealed that they had deliberately made forms of this deadly bird flu that could transmit easily among ferrets. Remember that? We covered that. And they've been using ferrets to substitute as humans in these studies. Critics argued that the knowledge gained wasn't worth the danger of creating a super flu that might escape the lab. In early 2012, virologists agreed to put a voluntary moratorium on their bird flu work. It was only supposed to last 60 days, but it ended up more than a year. The issue flared up again when there were some mishaps involving anthrax and bird flu. You know, there were some lab accidents. And then I guess everybody freaked out with the Ebola outbreak. And so in October 2014, the White House announced a mandatory funding pause for any research that can make influenza, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, MERS, more deadly and more transmissible. Now, some of you will say, all right, well, that makes sense. Don't tinker around with something. Don't mess with nature and then let it accidentally get stolen or, you know, in some movie like Jack Bauer has to find the bad guy who took it and tried to infect everybody at CTU. I mean, was that called CTU? CTU? Was it CTU? I forget where he was. Counterterrorism unit, CTU. That was a good season, I might add. That was a really good season. Scary stuff. But anyway, so they've come up with this regulatory process, and they do have scrutiny, and this moratorium, I mean, here's the thing. We can't stop science. We may need to at some point, you know, when it comes to cloning and, you know, artificial intelligence. I think a lot of us agree with that. But what ends up happening is when you discover something, it is so easy to discover and progress. Like, for example, you know, sperm being used to fight cervical cancer. You arm the sperm with medication, they go and they find, the cancer cells, and they beat them. This type of treatment that would be groundbreaking for cancer, maybe even ovarian cancer, hard to treat ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer. We could use this for a variety of type of illnesses. The reason why we got this groundbreaking treatments, or even whether it was antibiotics or whatever, is because we took risks. I mean, look at what happened with, penicillin. You know, a fungus was growing, and it was killing the bacteria. It was by accident. And they were like, let's make this. And you know how scared some people were by the thought of being given something fungal related to treat something else? But that's how we overcome to fight infection, cancer. Anybody who has ever survived cancer has been so grateful that we took the risk. Just, it's going to be really risky, tinkering with these things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if you go out late Saturday night, you better run it by your parents. Even if you're a millennial, because it looks like a lot of millennials are living with relatives. They say the share of older millennials living with relatives is even rising. They say it's underscoring the lingering obstacles faced by Americans who entered the workforce during and after the Great Recession. So I guess that's going to be what it's called from here on out, the Great Recession. Thank you, Obama. I know everybody else blames Bush, but I blame Obama. I blame Obamacare. Why not? Okay? Just flows better. Just, you know. About 20% of adults aged 26 to 34 are living with their parents or other family members, according to USA Today. Now, let me repeat that. 20% of adults, a fifth of adults aged 26 to 34 are living with their parents or other family members. That means they're not buying a single family residence. They are not putting money into the real estate market. They are not, you know, renting out an apartment. They are combining living quarters. A fifth of adults, age 26 to 34. This is why we need to really, really do some economy protecting measures. This is kind of scary when it comes to the housing market. They say this figure has climbed steadily the past decade and is up from 17% in 2012, according to analysis by the Census Bureau data, Trulia, which is a real estate research firm. The increase defies record job openings and a 4.1 unemployment rate, the lowest in 17 years. A 34-year-old adult is living with his parents. Now, 20, 30 years ago was the opposite. Parents would move in with the kids. We had that happen. The kids did better than their parents. Not anymore. The kids are doing less better than their parents. A fifth of adults. What is a 34-year-old needing to move back in with mommy and daddy for? But they are. Now, it could also be by choice, being very strategic and very smart. Maybe kids are getting along better with their parents. I mean, think about it. Let's look at the house. Okay, so when I was growing up, we had one TV. If we were lucky, one car. Maybe on a good year, I had my own bedroom. But for most of the time, no, we had to share bedrooms. At one point, I even shared a bed with my brother and sister, okay? Times are tough, times are tough. You do what you got to do. You got to sleep. And so, you were always in each other's faces. Now, you could have your own TV, your own computer in your room, with the exception of needing to go to the kitchen, you could very, very easily live with a parent and never see them. I mean, that's what I promised my older son. I go, if you don't want to spend money on rent, which is what, going to be $1,000 a month, which translates into me spending an extra $1,000 a month because you don't have $1,000 a month to pay in rent when you go to college. Why don't you live at home? You never have to see me. Well, Mom, but I hear you sing in the shower, and I hear you yell at the cats, and I still hear you. Well, I'll try and be quiet. If I try and be quiet, will you save me $1,000 a month? Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, I still get my own room, right? And but there's rules, right? I get to, come and go as I please. I mean, you come and go as you please now. Okay, well, I'll think about it. Well, forget it. You know what? I don't want to support your tushy anymore. Get out of the house. I'm done. You go pay for your own place. Oh, no, sorry, Mom. I do sing good. Yeah, you sing good, Mom. Okay, so, these are the conversations I have with my kid. Now, my kid is going to be turning 18, God willing, in February. And so, I would love to kick his tushy out of the house, but no. Because, he can lift things for me. He can kill spiders. Cleans up the dog poop. I actually like him around. Never thought of like having my kids around, but I guess I do. So they say a much larger portion of younger millennials, age 18 to 25, live with relatives, but that generally has kind of fallen the past few years. It kind of peaked at 61.1%, and now 59.8% of 18 to 25-year-olds still live at home or live with relatives. So more than half. I moved out when I was 18. When I was 18 and 2 hours, I got the hell out of the house. I couldn't wait. It's interesting. But, maybe we're getting along. So, what does that mean for you and I? Does that mean anything? Well, what's going on? okay? The younger group is closing the gap on older members of the generation in the competition for jobs. They say the unemployment rate is typically much higher than that of the 26 to 34-year-old age group because they lack experience. They say in early 2007, before the recession began, the jobless rate was 8.7% for the younger group of millennials and 4.7% for the older one. They say this year, unemployment had again fallen to 4.7% for older workers, but just 7.8% for the younger counterparts. The smallest difference between the two populations on records dating since 1962. Younger millennials have pursued their first jobs, all right? They say for employers, a 24-year-old just starting out may be more attractive and cheaper to hire than a 32-year-old. And so older millennials are fighting for jobs that younger millennials are trying to take. There's also lower wages that older individuals may not want. They say many older millennials are burdened with student debt. They can't afford the high rents, especially in larger cities. They say total student loan debt hit a record of $1.36 trillion in the third quarter. Okay, now, there was a housing shortage that drove up prices in recent years. They say some people in their late 20s to 30s will prefer to live with relatives. They could sock away more money and buy a home. They say a 2012 study published in the American Economic Journal found that graduating from college in a recession causes an average 9% loss of earnings initially, but that deficit will slowly disappear over a decade or so. Graduates may start at smaller, lower-paying companies and then switch jobs later to catch up. So, one, are millennials being smarter? You know, I brought this up, and everybody's like, oh, the millennials are lazy, and they're, you know, no, they're not. Maybe not at all. You know, do millennials really feel entitled? I don't know. Millennials may be the smartest generation yet. Why spend $1,000 or $1,500 a month on rent or a small mortgage when you could have your own room and sock and store that money away? Why be in debt? Why, you know, even with college, you know, there's a lot of millennials going, you know, why should I go to college? And, you know, as older folk are like, well, that's dumb. I mean, is it really dumb? Why, you know, be hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for a degree that doesn't get you anywhere in this current market? Now, lately, with unemployment going down and some of the policies that Trump has implemented, I've been a fan of, and I think that you know, we are going to see more job growth. But, you know, maybe millennials are like, you know what? I saw what happened to my parents. They were in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they lost everything. They lost their 401. They lost their IRA. They lost their savings. My kids were baffled that my husband and I, two physicians, my husband a chiropractor, me a family doctor, emptied out our bank account to pay our staff. And I almost filed bankruptcy in the middle of the recession. Why go years in debt going to medical school for you to, you know, not have any money to show for it or any stability? So, you know, maybe millennials are kind of looking at this and going, you know what, I think I'm going to do things a little different. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.